Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Oh, the down payment on your car, that's earnest money. That's what it's called, earnest money. You know, the down payment on something that you're going to purchase. You don't have the whole sum of it, but you have a down payment. Now here, 2 Corinthians 1:22, we see that. Who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. So when we're born again, we receive earnest money. We got the down payment. Amen. Earnest money. The challenge is for you not to stay there with just earnest money. You might have a monthly payment. Well, I paid. I put the money down. Well, you better pay. 3 months, they'll be coming for it. Right? So just about, I got the earnest. But see, there's more to it than the earnest. The earnest is the 30-fold. And those in the 30-fold are saved. God loves them. Don't touch them. They're the apple of his eye. They're engraven upon the palms of his hands. If they never change, they got their ticket in. They belong to God. Don't criticize them. Amen. Don't oppress them. Leave them alone because they belong to God. Listen, when the Lord had me live on the street for 40 days, I met a lot of people on the street that were genuinely saved. They didn't want nothing else. They didn't want no big cars, no fine homes. I met doctors that were formerly doctors, surgeons, living on the river in Arizona, coming to my chapel services. They said, no. And some of them, because of such trauma, and, you know, somebody stole so much from them, they just lost it all. They prefer. And some of them, I won't say it's better, but I did notice this, that there are people that are living like that are a lot freer than folk that come to church every Sunday. They're free in their mind. They can spot a crook in a minute. No, that person lying, that's a hypocrite. They're free, bound up in this, but they're free. You can't corral them. They might come once, but you'll never see them again. They're gone. They're gone with the wind. You know, the spirit is like the wind. Now don't you get, though. You know what? I think I'll try that. No, don't try it. Stay in your domain. What God have called is suffer. Jesus had the fullness of God in him. When we're born again, we're given the earnest, but the fullness is promised to us. We are the earthen vessels that are to be filled with his glory and covered with his glory. Numbers 14:21. This verse will enlighten you in an area. Numbers 14:21. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. When you read that verse, what do you picture? Just the glory, all the earth, right? But in light of what I'm saying to you now, this context, all the earth. See, when you were born again, you were given earnest. So you got room. You are an earthen vessel. God says, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Not just earnest. Not just a portion. Not just 60. But there's a promise to us that all the earth, now we look out on the earth and we see the glory of the Lord, some kind of glory, but you can also use that as he saying all the earth, we are earthen vessels. This treasure is in earthen vessels that the excellency may be of God and not of us. But he said there's coming a day when all the earth, when my people are going to, the earthen vessels are going to be filled up where all the earth is full of the glory of God. Are you following me? All, every facet of your life, ain't going to be no dead spots. Ain't going to be no sin creeping in. Ain't going to be no attitudes. Ain't none of that going to be able to get in. Why? You're going to be full of the glory. Just like Jesus was full of the Godhead in a body. Devil couldn't penetrate anything. Prince of this world cometh. I won't be talking to you much because he has nothing in me. It's coming a day when he'll have nothing in you. That's a promise. We start with the 30-fold. Keep working. You know what I mean? When I say keep working, just keep following God. Just being faithful. You see, this is not by works of righteousness, but by faith. God will do the work. He that has begun a good work in you will perform it. Like me, you know that something's going on in the spirit realm. Something unusual. Something that's beyond the confines of a church setting. Something's going on in the world. God is changing folk. He's changing you. The temperature's rising. The water level's rising. Doors are opening. Heaven is calling. The word is becoming sharp. Amen. Our ears are opening. Our eyes are seeing. Our heart is hungering. God's plan is to have his fullness and glory here on earth in earthen vessels, physical bodies, just as Jesus was. Ephesians 3:19, and then Acts 9:13. Or 9:15, I think. Ephesians 3:19. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled. He's talking to you, church. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Should I drop the mic? Should I drop the mic? No, I'm ready to drop the mic now. I'm ready to run around church right now, y'all. That you may be full with the fullness of God. He's talking to you and me. This is our portion. This is our promise. Ha. Whew, something struck me there for a minute. Acts chapter 9, I think it's verse 15. It may be 13, but I'm my writing here. Look at verse 13. Oh, no, verse 15. Verse 15, right. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. I want to stop right there. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm chosen. Come on, tell somebody else, I didn't choose me, he chose me. Say it like you mean it. I've been chosen. I'm chosen. Tell him, I'm his favorite. I'm his chosen vessel. Say it like you mean it. Let the devil know I'm chosen. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hey! 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 Put your foot down. I'm chosen. Called, anointed, chosen by God himself. He that hath begun the work in me will perform it in me. And through me. Just like Paul, you are a chosen vessel. Reason why we are going to do greater works is because Jesus said, I go unto my Father. We got something brewing for you. Eyes haven't seen,
ears haven't heard, neither has entered your heart what God has prepared for you. But it's being revealed to us little by the Holy Spirit. I said the Holy Spirit is revealing things. When he reveals something to you, hold on to it. Don't let it slip. Hold on to it. Amen. Why greater works? Jesus said, because I go unto the Father to prepare a place in you. Only place in Scripture where mansion is used, the dwelling place, it's a dwelling place, is in John chapter 14. And it's the word moni, the Greek word M-O-N-E. You can look it up. Dwelling place, mansion. It is translated abode. John chapter 14, verse 23. Get that up for me. The word moni or mansion. Dwelling place. John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, now let's go deeper. Y'all ready to go deeper? If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. Now look what it says. And we will come unto him and make our abode, our dwelling. You become a mansion that God dwells in. Get that verse. I want you to see this. Get that verse back up for me. Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, right? How do we know we love him? We keep his word. And my Father will love him. And we. Now, let me jump ahead of myself. Holy Spirit is there, right? Earnest. But Jesus said, if you love me, keep my words. And then me and the Father, 60-fold, 100-fold, we will come. We coming. You love me, you say you love me, keep my word. You do that, me and my Father coming. And we're going to make our abode, our dwelling place, our mansion is going to be you. That earthen vessel that's with the fullness of God. He said that you may be where I am.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.